Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Okay, so where do I even begin? We were up in Seattle for like a week over the course of Seafair weekend, right?
Yep, that's correct.
We played in the golf tournament. We had a lot of fun. We met with sponsors, advertisers, having a good time up there.
But I have to stop you right there because I saw my first hole in one with my boy Tommy. Saw my first hole in one, and so did the group behind us came up and they were talking shit. So Tommy was taking shots and he's like, just hit for me. And I was like, bro, it's a par three. You have to try. I can just grab your club and get up here. He's got a driver in his hand. And we were like, and Locklear's like, hey, Tommy, grab your pitching wedge, your 9-iron, let's go. So he grabs his 9-iron, comes up, and he hits one. And as soon as it takes off, everybody's like, oh, nice. Like, we're on the green, thank God. It hits, and I go, oh, my God, that could go in. Bounces again, rolls right in. And we got the video. I'll get the video to Corey and Katie to show the run up. We didn't get the actual shot. We got, you know, everybody partying. It was insane. I've never seen one live. I've never had one, but I've never seen one live. It was an experience.
Oh, it's amazing. The best part of the whole thing is that the guy who hit the hole in one, he was sponsoring the whole event and including, and more so, the hole that the hole in one was on. He was sponsoring the prize for anyone who happened to hit a hole in one, and then he hits a hole in one.
He said, what did I win? And I think it was a range finder and something else. And then I go, but it was your hole. So, I mean, and he goes, shit, I owe myself a rangefinder.
Oh, man, we had so much fun out there raising proceeds for Seattle Youth Hockey Assist. Great event out at Echo Falls Golf Club. A lot of people out there. They told me they raised more money this year for their organization than they have ever raised at any of their past events. So shout out to you, Lofa, for coming out. And also fellow Hawk, Sean Locklear, Michael Bumpus was out there as well.
Shout out to you and Katie. I mean, you were on the mic the whole day.
Yeah, thanks,
getting
man.
Getting those bids up.
Thanks, so. Dude. I love to pester rich people for money. It's my favorite thing to do, you know?
Oh, and I won the long drive. I'm just going to give
myself a
shout out.
Yeah, you did. He smashes.
I'm on the last hole, and I won a travel bag, and I gave it away to the guy next to me because I couldn't take it. I had to catch a flight anyways, so...
Here's my prize. I'm out of here. That's awesome, man. Well, anyway, we had a lot of fun out there. Thanks to everybody for coming out. Thanks to everybody for supporting the charity. But it's time to start the show, man. You ready to hit the seat?
Hit the theme song. I got it.
It's the Take 12 Podcast. Thank you for joining us. I'm Brett Davern. He is Seahawks All-Pro legend Lofa Tatupu. We got a stacked show for you guys today. Joining us on the show, very special guest David Hawthorne in a bit. Right now, let me tell you about our sponsors. Simply Seattle. shop.simplyseattle.com/. There's a slash now, guys. /51 for our man Lofa, because his Lofa logo, hoodie, and tee are on Simply Seattle right now. A custom design, brand new for the Seattle area and for any sports fan out there. It's a 51 with a mirrored 12, because a 51 and a 12 kind of go together. It looks like wings. It kind of looks like the Seahawks eyes coming at you. Lofa, this logo is sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I was, you know, blown away when I saw it. It was incredible. And so shout out to Simply Seattle for one, you know, thank you for the honor of having the tee. But then also, like everything, we're always trying to give back. So this one benefits Treehouse and kids, a portion of the proceeds benefits Treehouse and kids in foster care.
Yeah, man, going to a good cause. It's a hoodie or a tee. I also hear they might be dropping a little something for the ladies a little bit later on with the same logo on it. So be on the lookout, shop.simplyseattle.com/51. Use our promo code
TAKE12
to take 12% off of your purchases. Let them know we sent you, everybody. shop.simplyseattle.com. Let's get to our guest. I've mentioned him a couple times. Joining us for the first time on the Take 12 podcast, one of my all-time favorite Seahawks. I hope he's one of yours. It's David Heater Hawthorne. Welcome to the show, sir.
Heater.
Yeah, put me right there in the middle.
There he is. the crowd goes wild. Oh, man, we're good, dude. How are you?
Oh, man, doing great, man. Down here in the great state of Texas, melting away.
Yeah. Hot out there.
Oh, man, 112.
Does the heater get hot? I mean, is that possible?
These days I'm more like lukewarm, but, you know, the heater thing rides.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for being on the show. Thanks for joining us. I mean, just, you know, one of my all-time favorite Seahawks. I've obviously linebacker, played with Lofa. I mean, what a linebacking room you guys had back then, huh?
Yeah, man. I mean, I came into a loaded room, man, with a bunch of good guys, and a bunch of guys had a lot of success, man. I was able to, fall under the wings of guys like Lofa, Leroy, Jupe, and a bunch of others, man. Like, how fortunate was I?
Oh man.
How fortunate were we?
Lofa, do you remember Heater walking in that first day?
Damn right. And I mean, you know, he walks in, and I tell you that how he got the name Heater. Right?
Because okay.
I gave him the nickname.
Yeah.
So we're in a 9-on-7, and someone's just like, all you hear is whack, whack, like, you know, helmets colliding. But like, I'm talking, people are getting laid the fuck out, man. And so one guy was like, man, that new guy, he's killing everybody. And they said he's bringing the heat. That's what they said.
Okay.
Like the offensive line was acknowledging him. They're like, damn, that dude's bringing the heat. So I just started calling him Heat Thorn, and it was just kind of long, right? David Heat Thorn. And then so we shortened it to Heater. And I mean, there's not many cooler nicknames out there.
No, this is an all-time nickname.
Be a linebacker and, you know, be the Heat.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, you kind of set me up for failure, man. I have to put that thing to the test every week, man. To live up to the expectations.
Hey, target. Undrafted, which I don't know how the hell he was undrafted, man. I watched his highlight film, you know, when he came in and everything. And I think they were thrown off by the numbers, though, because, like, the stats were solid. Like, you know, I think it was like 90 tackles, which is solid.
Mm-hmm.
Like five sacks, five picks, four picks, which is really good. But then Heater tells me, he goes, well, I only played half the season. And I was like... Holy shit.
Is that good? Like, is that something you're interested in?
And then you saw it. You saw it when he actually got his chance to play, because every category, Hawthorne put the numbers up. And that's why, you know, it was always awesome to, one, be on the field with him, but then also just watch what he's done, because it's like a little brother coming into the league, right? Undrafted. Yeah. And it's hard to make it, even if you are drafted.
Mm-hmm.
But there is, like, no margin for error as an undrafted guy. And Hawthorne got the opportunity, and he ran with him.
What's one of your first memories of Lofa, Heater?
Oh, man. So many. I mean, just growing up, you got to think, I was in college when Lofa and those guys were out there at USC. You know, so just seeing linebacker rooms kind of across the nation, we check it out, right? And mm-hmm. so at TCU, we felt like we had a pretty good linebacking core. I mean, we all went to the NFL, and we all – you know, play for an extensive period of time, but there was always USC and there was always Ohio State, right?
Yeah.
And just knowing that Lofa was one of the leaders at that USC team, man, I was already looking up to him before I even stepped foot, you know. But I think that the biggest memory, man, the biggest thing I took away, you know, from getting in that room was just his retention. I was like, man, this guy's got retention like I've never seen, man. He'd come to me and he'd say stuff like, hey, man, you know, back in 2007, man, when they lined up in this formation, they ran a bootleg because the right tackle's foot was up. And I'm like, bro,
wow,
I can't remember yesterday. Like, I'm going to remember something from like 6 years ago.
Yeah, no, he's flexing that Wonderlic score.
Oh, man. And so, yeah, so that was one of the things I took away. I think that was one of the things, because when I first got in the league, I was reckless, man. I just see ball, hit ball. I was inefficient. I would just try to kill everything.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And Lofa was like, man, you know, you could do that way more efficiently, you know.
Smarter, so, not harder, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And so, man, just watching him, the way he studied film, the way he went about the game as a professional and everything, is what I really looked up to.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, back then, USC, Ohio State, like you said, producing linebackers every year, you could almost bet on them making the NFL. You could almost bet on it.
Oh, yeah.
BetOnline.ag. Yeah,
BetOnline.ag, everybody. I'm doing a live read, everybody. BetOnline. Fastest way to wager.
And proceeds go to the starting linebacker corps.
BetOnline. Fastest and easiest way to wager on your favorite sports contests and events with the first to market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head on over to betonline.ag today. Use our promo code for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
What's the promo code?
Well, now see, all right. I told you all the promo codes for Take 12, but Bet Online, Jimmy Betts over there hasn't changed it yet. So it's Believe 50. We're going to get it changed, though. That's why I didn't read
Jimmy
it.
Jimmy Betts. Yeah. Mokey's cousin.
Check our social media. We'll update everything over there, everybody. You guys, I mean, look, football's back. The Seahawks are in training camp. Everybody's talking about it up in Seattle because it is a very new-look team this year in terms of personnel when you look around the facility. I mean, Heater, start us off. How are you feeling about this Seahawks team this year, and what are your impressions of camp so far?
I mean, it's always – I mean, the Seahawks, since Pete's been there, man, it's always been about energy and competing. Mm-hmm. You know, so I have no doubt that they're going to compete. No matter who's out there, new guy, old veteran, whatever, that's day one. You know, mm-hmm. when Pete came in, even when we were there, you know, we were trying to figure it out. You know, nobody really had an identity. The team didn't really have an identity. And he instilled one thing in us, and he said, compete. Just go out there and compete everything. I mean, we were competing in warm-ups.
Oh, man.
Like, come on, man. I'm spent running over the bags. I'm like, man, oh. That was a good day today. Can we take it in? He's like, no, we got practice. I'm like, all right.
Do a warm-up.
I was like, we practiced the warm-up, and we competed. No, it's just and so, man, I don't think the motto's changed over there at all.
Right.
I think they're going to compete. They're going to compete hard. And the next guy that's behind the guy is going to step up, and I think they keep it rolling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who's going to play quarterback for this team? Lofa. I mean, we know Lofa did go both ways, right? In high school, do you play quarterback in high school?
Oh yeah, option in the boundary.
Man, I could throw that thing. And I could throw it to Lockett and Metcalf. Come on, but all reports, even though you know they said Lock probably had the better of the performance of the two in the mock game the other day. They're still saying Geno's going to start the first preseason game, mm-hmm. which is this Saturday.
Oh, that's some breaking news on here.
Oh, is it? There you go.
I'm just trying to work out my sound machine, guys.
But so, you know, and then we'll see. I probably anticipate they'll both, you know, split the games. And then I wouldn't be surprised if they do let Locke, if he continues to progress like he's doing, having a better, more efficiency and not turning the ball over. I think really that's what's going to come down to winning this, you mm-hmm. know, because I don't really know what they're like as leaders, you know, and I think that's the biggest thing is your QB's got to be a leader. And I mean, you hear them both saying the right things, but you don't know unless you're in those huddles. And so we'll see how it shakes out. But I'm excited to see them, you know, just what, 2 days away, man. I can't wait.
Well, for anyone who's interested in a mock game, they had a mock game at the stadium, and apparently Drew Lock was like 10 of 10 for 129 and two touchdowns in his drive and looked really well. But like Lofa said, they are giving Geno the start on Saturday against the Steelers. So, I mean, Heater, you think it's open, right? This competition's open. Don't you think Pete's just waiting to see how they play in the preseason? Do you think, or do you think Geno is going to be the starter week one no matter what?
I think it's still up in the air, you know, to be honest with you. You just listening to the reports and just kind of seeing and just knowing how he operates. You know, he wants to compete to the very last second. He wants to get as much evaluation on these guys, you know, as he can before he kind of makes that decision. He hasn't had to make that decision in a long time. You know, he's been very fortunate to have Wilson, a great quarterback, you know. And so I think this is new to him, so he wants to make sure he does his due diligence on who he puts under the center. And like Lofa said, he will have to be a leader in the locker room because right now there's a lot of change, you know, that went on with the organization. And so they're going to need somebody to follow. And that guy will have to come from the quarterback position.
Well, I mean, speaking of Russell Wilson, that's our sound for having to move on topics, Lofa. If you hear that, that's producer Katie telling us we have to move on. But wait, I was in the middle of a question, okay? So, because you brought up Wilson. I mean, we've Lofa and I have talked about it on here before, but I got to get your thoughts on what this team's going to look like without Russ. What do you think?
I think a lot of people are going to have to step up because the ad-lib and the athletic ability and the playmaking and the leadership and the experience and you're losing a lot, you know, so there's going to have to be a lot of guys that that are going to have to step up that you might not know of right now that might not have been leaders because they had a leader in front of them. And in order for them to be successful, they're going to have those big guys step up in big moments.
Well, let's talk about another position. You guys are very familiar with it, the linebackers. There's a lot of linebackers in camp. You know, Jordan Brooks, Bobby Wagner, he's down with the Rams now. You know, not only Russ gone, but obviously the quarterback of the defense right there, B. Wags. So Brooks may be stepping into his place. But, I mean, a lot of young guys here at linebacker, but a lot of talented guys. Heater, what's your assessment of these guys?
I mean, linebacker core, I mean, for years, we've transitioned over into linebackers. You know, we make good linebackers in Seattle, you know, starting with Lofa and those guys. And then they thought all was lost when Lofa, you know, left and I stepped in. And they thought all was lost when I left and they got B. Wag. Like, you know.
We turned them out, man.
I was upgraded.
Yeah, speaking of linebacker you, it's like linebacker pros over here. Or what? I don't know how you'd say that. Whatever.
No, man. I was looking low. So check this out. I sent a group message to our guys, right? And I got like one linebacker record left, right? And it's like the single game tackles, right? And I was like, man, thank God they got that guy out of there because he was taking all my categories. I was down to like one category, man. And then he left and went to the Rams. I'm like, yes, still there.
I don't know if it's safe with Jordan Brooks around, who did set the all-time single season. And he did so because Wags was hurt for the last game. I don't want to discredit Jordan. He's a stud. And I'm excited to watch, you know, him continue to progress as, you know, an all-around player, not just a really great run defender. But it's, you know, kind of like Hawthorne. When you came in, they were like, hey, we got some issues with this guy's drops. Loaf, can you work with this guy? Because you guys used to run the man turn. Like you'd have to run wall two.
Wall two.
So this was where the slot receiver or whatever, the number two guy, if they go vertical, you have to turn and run and carry him. And so I had Teach Hawthorne, and I was like, hey, man, you can't turn your back to the quarterback. You got to, you know, stay square in the zone. Yeah. And then you look up years later, there's two or three interceptions every year Hawthorne had. And I mean, I think our numbers, we'll have to do the stat, the by the number stats, but I think ours are like mirror images of each other's numbers for the career.
No, but
I am concerned about depth in this linebacker core, though. Oh. Other than Brooks and Barton, I don't know if anybody else, you know, can be a full-time starter. And so you know, that's just something I'm knocking on wood every day to make sure that no one gets hurt because that's going to concern me.
All right. She played the thing twice. We got to move on.
I can't hear shit. What is it?
It's like a chime. We're back to Zoom. So I don't know if he's going to hear it or not. Anyway, moving on. Something that I didn't even put in the rundown here. So it's a surprise, but I saw people talking about, so I want to ask you guys, these big pads they're wearing on their helmets this year, these big foam, I don't even know what they're calling them, but they're like, their helmets almost look like they're wrapped in like a navy blue bubble wrap, and all the teams are using them, and it's an NFL protocol thing. But Shelby Harris, defensive lineman, was asked about it after practice the other day, and he was saying he doesn't like them because he feels like because there's these big pads, guys are leading with their head again and not feeling it, and that if you're doing it in practice, it's kind of maybe teaching you to do it in the game, and that these things might be just sort of silly. I just was wondering, I know you guys might have been out there or whatever. Have you seen those things, and I don't know what you think about him, I guess.
I mean, the way me and Hawthorne hit, we're the last people you want to ask about a safety device.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, what?
I mean, they're trying to you know, lessen the frequency of repeated hits.
Yeah.
And, you know, because of all the data. That's what it says. You know, those, even the tiny hits, they add up over time.
Sure.
But, you know, I think – especially with the way the Hawks practice, like their emphasis on shoulder tackling, that rugby style, the Hawk tackle.
Right.
I think they'll be fine, but I could see where, you know, I don't know, maybe someone trying to impress will, you know, use it as a weapon.
Yeah.
it reminds me of Hawthorne on his first kickoff, Vikings.
Vikings.
He went down and he split the wedge so vicious. That guy that he hit got knocked out. Hawthorne's helmet was bent. The mask was bent down.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, bro, you need a new mask. He's like, what?
Go see the equipment guy.
I was like, your shit's messed up, bro. I don't even know how you see. And he's like looking up.
Oh, man. They don't even let you do that anymore.
I'm like looking out the bottom of that thing like Drew Brees on like a 15-yard out route.
You think that was the hardest hit you ever had?
No.
No, it wasn't.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not funny anymore.
No, but yeah, I think if you really want to be safe, take the helmets off. You know, guys won't use their heads when you take the helmets off. You give mm-hmm. them a pat, that just incentivizes them to use their head
sure.
a little bit more. Or it just gives them the, like, they feel invincible. You mm-hmm. know, you walk around, yeah. you got a helmet on, then you got like a freaking 6-inch pad around the helmet.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be running 15 yards with my head down like a bull.
Well, hey, speaking of playing football, we have something very exciting to announce, and I'm moving on to the next topic here. Everybody, if you've been listening to the show, you've been following on social media, you know that we are going to Germany for the Seahawks versus Buccaneers game in Munich in November. We're selling ticket packages. You guys can all check out lofaingermany.com. to book your tickets. It sounds like it might be like a secret website or one of those websites behind a firewall.
It's not my OnlyFans.
It is to book our travel package. It's www.lofaingermany.com. You can book now. And we, you know, there's some exciting things to announce along with that trip. One of the things to announce is that the day before the Seahawks-Bucks game, we will be playing in a sort of fantasy-style flag football game on the ground in Germany that our travelers can participate in with Lofa and I and the crew. And also, the heater David Hawthorne, because I want to announce right here on the show, and heater, help me out. You're coming with us to Germany, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. I'm pulling up.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Pulling up. So Lofa and Heater.
Yeah.
In Germany.
In Germany.
Amazing. Yeah. We are out to other Seahawks. We're going to add some other former Seahawks. Heater's the first one we're announcing here on the show, and he'll be coming with us, traveling with us, playing in the flag football game, coming to the dinner the night before the game, which is like a big pep rally event. We're selling tickets to that. Bunch of European Hawk fans will be there and people who have traveled over there. And then, of course, we're going to the game the next day. So we will have game tickets, everybody. If you are looking for tickets to the Seahawks versus Bucks in Germany, we've got them. Go sign up for our trip right now, www.lofaingermany.com, and come travel with Lofa and Heater and us and other Seahawks to be named later.
Yeah, you're going to want to come to Germany, right? We're going to be drinking the boot. Das Boot.
Das Boot.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be an experience, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely. Stretch the hammies and stretch the livers.
Now, I mean, flag football, Lofa, you were talking about playing quarterback. You're going to be playing quarterback out there? You're going to go both ways? Heater, what's your plan?
I'll play whatever they need me to play.
Okay.
We are winning.
Yeah, your team will
just
win.
Know that. We're going to dominate some poor souls out there.
Did you guys ever play flag football, like before tackle or at any point?
No.
No.
We went straight for the real
thing.
Well,
this will be the first time, so buyer beware out there, I guess. Hopefully they take it easy on us, but we'll all be playing out there and having a good time.
Flashback, and we just turned the fan experience all wrong.
Go straight to tackle.
No. Flag.
Make sure you bring those little foam pads for their heads.
No, it's like when the offense is beating the defense in practice. Oh my God.
Like,
go live. Let's go live.
Yeah. Let's go.
Flags only. So, look, lots of things happening in Seattle right now. I'm moving on. Mariners. I know you're in Texas, Heater, but the Mariners are on fire lately. They just took 2 of 3 from the Yankees. Lofa, I know you're a Red Sox guy, but you live in Seattle. You're kind of a Mariners guy, aren't you?
I am a Mariners guy.
Yeah.
I've been following them, but. Yeah. I mean, yeah, sorry, man. I grew up watching the Sox, so I don't root for anybody
but
a good game when that goes down.
Heater, what about you? You're a Mariner fan?
I mean, I am when I need to be. Nah, I'm a Rangers fan. Come on. I'm a
No, in the division.
I was going to ask.
Come on now.
I didn't know what team was over there.
Man, I'm working on my depression, okay?
Hey, have you guys seen – so the Mariners are on this run, right? But this guy – because we're beating up on the Yankees this year. I think we've won 4 of 6 in the season series so
far. Them.
Probably going to see them in the playoffs. I mean, they're a formidable team this year, but the Mariners have their number. And there's this guy in New York. He's like a construction worker, but – he has a TikTok, and he started complaining about the Mariners on his TikTok, and he was going viral. Have you seen this, Lofa?
I have. Do you have the clip?
Guy's amazing. His name is Nicky Scarlotta, and I actually got him on the phone and chatted with him
definitely
for about
from New York with
10 minutes. We'll put the whole interview up somewhere. You guys can check it out, but I just have a little clip here, right, to play from the interview, and then you guys can go find the full one. And then, of course, I got him to say Seahawks, so
it's
I'll play
Patreon.
That in a second. Oh, it's on our Patreon. Yeah, go check out our Patreon. Patreon.com/take12. That's where we'll put the full interview.
Take 12 pod.
Oh, sorry. Take 12 pod. P-O-D. Jeez. I'll get right one of these days.
The show, please.
Wait, so
make this easier.
Here's the clip. I asked Nicky about his favorite Yankees and his favorite Mariners. Here's what he had to say.
All time. I'm a big Mickey Mantle fan.
Who's your favorite Mariner all time?
Well, you guys are going to hate me for this, but A-Rod.
Oh, no. No. Nicky, New York, right as we were getting along, man.
And Matt Festa. Matt Festa's from Staten Island. Shout out Matt Festa.
Shout out Matt Festa, the stirrups. I love it. He's shouting out New York guys and calling out A-Rod because he used to be a Yankee. What is going on?
Oh, man. That was surprising. I mean, I thought, you know, you got so many to choose from, but usually everybody goes with the kid. With
right?
Griff, and,
yeah.
You know, he went straight for A-Rod.
Well, he does give – he gives Junior an honorable mention.
Yeah, but A-Rod were there.
Yeah.
You guys got a favorite Mariner all time? I mean, it's hard to stay away from Griffey, but anybody else?
It's Junior all day. I don't mm-hmm. – I mean
– Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think he was everybody's favorite growing up. Man.
Oh, yeah, man. You know? Turn the hat backwards, go out in the front yard, try to hit some dingers.
Yeah,
absolutely. Oh, yeah.
You guys,
Ichiro was a bad dude too. Now
Ichiro was solid,
but yeah, I mean, this is—I mean, long. Buehner, you got a lot of names. Martinez, you have tons of names to pull from. It's Randy Johnson.
Oh yeah,
SC guy.
Well, yeah. and you know, Ichiro, along with Randy Johnson, rocking a number 51 out there. So
right.
Another there famous 51 up there in Seattle. You guys want to hear Nicky say Seattle Seahawks?
Not really, but okay. I think you're gonna play it anyways.
Great yes and.
The Seattle Seahawks.
Hogs?
Hogs.
The Hogs?
There he is. Check out the full interview with Nicky Scarlotta. TikTok viral Nicky Scarlotta on our Patreon. Patreon.com/take12pod. Where was I going next, producer Katie?
Epic Seats.
Epic Seats. Thank you very much. Another sponsor, everybody. EpicSeats.com. Local company in Seattle. James and the ownership group. They're from Seattle. They went to UW. This is a local company selling tickets and also reselling your tickets. If you're a season ticket holder and you want to sell your tickets to anything, Mariners, Seahawks, Kraken, Storm, whatever you got, you can sell them with EpicSeats.com. Mention Take 12 for, get this, an extra $12 on every ticket you sell with Epic Seats. So if you got a family of four, I mean, I'm no math major, Lofa, but that's 48 extra dollars. That's almost 50 extra bucks when you mention Take 12. And if you're looking to buy tickets, use promo code
Take 12.
That's it. For $12 off of any tickets you're trying to buy. So either way, Take 12 when you go to epicseats.com. Spread the word to other season ticket holders. This is a steal of a deal, you guys. You get $12 extra on every single ticket that you sell with epicseats.com. Epicseats.com. The reason...
Sloppy assist.
But the reason I bring up Epic Seats also, though, is because I have a contest and a game to play. You know I do. We can either do and try again the 51 questions segment, or for Heater, we can make it 57 questions if you guys want. Wow. In under a minute. Okay. Or we could play a game that I'm calling Guess the Madden Rating. What do you guys want to do?
I want to go ratings.
Yeah?
Let's go ratings.
Heater, you want to go ratings? Yeah. All right. I'm still putting a minute on the clock, though, just because I think it's fun. 1 minute on the clock for no reason at all. Let's some Seahawks Madden ratings. Also, the contest part of this, not only are these guys trying to get it right, but if you email us the secret word, which I will give out at the end of this little contest, we'll give you some tickets from epicseats.com. Some real life tickets, everybody. So stay tuned for the secret word. All right, guys. Current Seahawks and their Madden ratings. Let's start with linebacker Cody Barton. Where do you think EA Sports has him overall?
81.
Okay.
Heaters, I was going to, you know, crack 80, but I mean, they've been tough on people lately with these ratings. So I'm going to go 79.
Oh.
You guys want to play Price is Right rules, or like, can you go yeah, over, or how does this work?
Over.
Yeah.
One. $1 rating. What's his rating?
Well, unfortunately, you guys are both over.
We're over, right?
Wrong, bitch.
Yeah. Cody Barton, 71 overall in this year's Madden. I mean, wow. I don't know if maybe they do like a sliding scale, though, like throughout the season. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it does adjust based on playing. But yeah, like, yeah. I mean, I think it every time he started, he's had like 10 tackles plus. And then, you know, he's a starter now. I figured that gives you the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, well, coming into 70.
I was with Hawthorne on like the low 80s, high 70s.
How about Michael Dixon, celebrity punter?
Dixon. I mean, you're about to give us a rating for a punter.
I didn't even know they were in the game, man. I thought you had to go for it on
Michael
fourth
Dixon,
down.
Michael Dixon, the punter for your Seattle Seahawks, is actually on the first page of the highest Madden rated Seahawks this season.
Really?
I'm going 90.
Okay.
90. I mean, does a guy got iron toenails?
I'm gonna go with 88. Boy got toenail, like CJ Wallace used to say.
You're going to 88?
I'm gonna go with 88, yeah.
The price is wrong, bitch.
He's 82.
Isn't he a Pro Bowler?
82. Yeah. Both of you over again.
He's one of the best punters in the league.
I don't know, man.
I think he's made a Pro Bowl.
I don't know. Don't blame me. This is EA Sports, all right?
Wow.
What about... All right, how about Rashad Penny? Signed him back. He's coming back with the team. Looking for a big year on a one-year contract, right?
Yeah. I'm going to go 78.
Okay. Lofa?
I'm going to go 73.
Whoa. Well, you know what that sound means, everybody. Somebody has
jackpot,
nailed it.
Baby.
Somebody has nailed it right on.
73, 78.
That also means I'm going to have to give out the secret word. We got a winner here.
Yeah.
Rashad Penny is ranked, the rating is overall 78.
Oh, shit.
Heater.
Okay, Heater. Heater.
Crushing it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Email us the secret word, Heater.
That's a good one.
To receive some tickets from epicseats.com, everybody. Epicseats.com. Promo code TAKE12 for $12 extra or $12 off, whether you're buying or selling. Epicseats.com, everybody.
I mean, I want to know the rating for Tyler Ott.
I'd have to go online and look again.
I wonder what our QBs are rating.
Oh, well, you'll have to tune in next time on the Take 12 podcast, because right now we're out of time.
All right. Well, let's do the breakdown. Heater, we break it down.
We're going to be breaking
it
down.
You want to break it down or you want me to break it down? Put the hand in the air, my man.
We will break it down after I remind everybody that this has been the Take 12 Podcast. Thank you for listening. Email address SeahawksPod@gmail.com, @Take12Pod on all social media, Patreon.com/Take12Pod. Nailed it. Come to Germany with us, everybody. Lofa in Germany to buy tickets and for all of the details. Now I'm ready to break it down. Let's do it, Heater.
I'm getting a little tired.
You're definitely going to want to come to Germany. So we're going Das Boot on three. 1, 2, 3.
Das Boot.
All right. Good show, guys.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.